Blackstone Audio presents Whisperin' Bill Anderson, An Unprecedented Life in Country Music by Bill Anderson with Peter Cooper. Read for you by Bill Anderson and Peter Cooper.
To my children, Terry, Jenny, and Jamie, and my grandchildren, Rachel, Caroline, Nick, Greta, Blake, Gabe, Hallie, and Sophie, with all my love, Dad, Pawpaw.
Forward. By 1990, Bill Anderson was 10 years past finished, 10 years past something to say. He accepted this with a kind of agitated thankfulness. His life had been defined by what he'd had to say, and since the age of 20, the things he'd had to say had been voiced in melody by some of the greatest singers ever to commandeer a microphone. When Anderson was 20 years old, in 1958, future Country Music Hall of Famer Ray Price took his shuffling lament, City Lights, to the top of the country charts. After that, Aretha Franklin, Jerry Lee Lewis, James Brown, the Louvin Brothers, Connie Smith, Dean Martin, and many more sang his songs. Though he didn't have the vocal chops of those masters, his simple low-key vocal style led to the nickname Whisperin' Bill, he did quite well for himself as a recording artist, singing 80 charting singles, 37 country music top tens, and 7 number one hits. That's a good run, which is where the thankfulness comes in. The Dinosaurs had a pretty good run, too. By 1990, Anderson was one of them. He wasn't writing anymore. Bad investments left him teetering at bankruptcy's edge. His marriage was...